Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krumrie. Thanks for tuning in. Juneau's Indian restaurant Spice hosted its third Holi festival in Juneau last night. Holi is a Hindu holiday celebrating love and harmony, often called the Festival of Colors. A Bollywood flash mob took over Franklin Street downtown and people threw colorful powders at each other. KTOO went to the celebration in the streets and spoke with attendees like Ruth Fisher, who performed a dance that means a lot to her on this holiday.
Tonight's celebration is a Holi festival, so we were getting ready with great food, great music to entertain everybody in town, and we're so thankful for everybody coming over for the flash mob. The most important song to me out of all, the Vande Mataram song, which means thank you to the motherland. So it could be any motherland, it's not just our country, it's everybody's motherland.
I'm MJ Grandy, and I'm dancing tonight, and I hope people have a really good time, because Nimi is brilliant and great. The rest of us are having a good time.
I'm Nimi. I own the Spice Restaurant. This was an opportunity for us Indians to dance in Juneau downtown. Right, Gary? As Indians, we are so grateful to have this opportunity to celebrate Holi in Juneau.
One of the best events so far, I mean, in Juneau. Thanks to Mimi. It reminds our childhood memory.
We're going to put some cups on the last tray.
Okay.
And she wants us to use all the colors.
Hi, I'm Tara Kovach.
Oh.
So this is cornstarch and food coloring mixed together. And people will be wearing white at 9 o'clock. And the idea is to spread the colors around, and people will have them on their clothes, and it'll be on the street, and it'll be a very colorful display. We've got pink and orange and purple and yellow and green, pretty much every color that you can think of.
We're going to do the colors. All we're going to do is throw it in the air and throw it at each other, but miss the face. Okay,
that's it. Here we go.
That was an audio postcard from last night's Holi celebration in Juneau. And a Ketchikan-raised master weaver is helping to create a pipeline of weaving teachers through a first-of-its-kind apprenticeship program in Sitka. KCW's Meredith Reddick stopped by to meet Holly Churchill and the three apprentices, learning her craft for future generations.
In a back room at the University of Alaska Southeast in Sitka, four women around a table are splitting yellow cedar bark with small paring knives. It's painstaking work, and it's easy to make mistakes.
Is there a way to correct this, or do I just keep going?
I got all slit in there.
Okay. So you kind of look at where you thinned out. You see that side right there? So really thin.
Holly Churchill has been weaving for over 40 years. She comes from generations of master weavers. She's the daughter of renowned Haida weaver Dolores Churchill, whose mother was also a master weaver.
Other teachers do it different ways. I'm just describing my way that was taught to me as we were a family of weavers. My grandmother, Selena Pradovich, she was the one that brought us into the forest first, and my mom, Dolores Churchill.
Holly Churchill is talking to her three apprentices, Kelly Hughes, Ashlyn Eminoff, and Jamie Bradley. They're here as part of a pilot program that launched last month through the University of Alaska Southeast in collaboration with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Today, they're splitting coils of wet yellow cedar bark into thin layers, which will then be cut into strips with a machine they call the Jerry Stripper. Ultimately, the bark will become a tightly woven basket, and Churchill says it will have a specific job.
Form follows function, you know, so every basket had its own personal purpose. A blueberry basket would just be for blueberries, a salmonberry basket would just be for salmon berries, and that's to keep the contamination and the timing out of, you know, getting food poisoning, getting worms or bugs attracted to it.
Apprentice Kelly Hughes grew up in Cake. She says she wanted to learn from Churchill to hone her own family craft.
I come from a family of weavers. My mother and my sister have been weaving cedar for many years, and I have been weaving on and off over the years, and I am getting back into cedar bark weaving again.
Over the course of the two-year program, Hughes, Eminoff, and Bradley will attend workshops, learn from visiting weavers, and travel with Churchill to other Southeast communities. Liz Zacher is the coordinator of the Mentor Apprenticeship Program and an art professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. Zacher says she hopes to eventually add apprenticeships like this one to the curriculum for students in the university's Indigenous Studies program. Zacher says the apprenticeship program started with weaving partly because there aren't a lot of local weaving teachers.
We have struggled to find enough people available or prepared to teach weaving in Sitka. We often rely on bringing experts from other communities, which is wonderful, but we would like to also train local folks that are interested to be future teachers. And and so we're starting with weaving because that is kind of a high demand area here. There's a lot of interest in the community. And then, you know, we'd hope to branch out into areas like carving and jewelry and things like that as well.
Churchill says that without programs like these that intentionally train new teachers, the craft of weaving could be lost in just a few years.
A lot of our teachers are aging out. You know, my mom is 95 this year. I'm going to be 70. There are other teachers that are, 75, something like that. And although, they haven't made the decision to retire, it's important that you mentor people to be replaced you.
In her lesson today, it's clear that mentorship for Churchill is about more than just technique. She's sharing history and stories.
And then once you're in the forest, you have a ceremony of gratitude and a relationship. So you're introducing yourself, you're asking permission with the cedar that you've selected.
With any luck, the three apprentices sitting with Churchill today will someday be sharing their own words of wisdom with new weavers. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.
And last week, the Alaska House of Representatives took a step toward raising the state's age of consent from 16 to 18 years old. A bipartisan majority of the House approved the measure as an amendment to a bill that would require shelters and state service providers to screen minors for signs of sexual exploitation. Representative Andrew Gray, an Anchorage Democrat, put the proposal forward, saying it would bring Alaska in line with states like Florida and Arizona.
As our statutes currently stand, if a 40-year-old man engages in sex acts with a 15-year-old, there's no question that a crime has occurred. If the same act happened and the girl was a few weeks older, suddenly the onus is on her to prove she didn't consent.
The handwritten amendment passed by the House would not, in its current form, change the age of consent in all situations. As the legislative process continues, Gray says he hopes to modify the language to include the raising the age of consent to 18 more broadly. State law generally exempts relationships in which the parties are within 3 to 4 years of one another. The change faced pushback from some Republicans who raised concerns over possible unintended consequences, including HOMA Representative Sarah Vance, the sponsor of the original bill.
I stand in opposition to this because it's not in the appropriate place in a bill that is just simply trying to screen our children for exploitation.
Representative Jamie Allard, an Eagle River Republican, raised concerns about conflicts with other state laws allowing Alaskans to marry or be emancipated at 16 years old. The amendment passed 32-6, with Vance joining 5 other Republicans in voting no. This is KTIO. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 46 degrees and cloudy. Tonight, the low is 32 degrees, and there's a small chance of rain after today. Tomorrow, the high is 46, and it looks like it'll be sunny. And sunshine is on the forecast for Thursday and Friday as well, with some rain possibly returning this weekend. You're listening to KTIO.